Hey guys, and welcome back to another gathering of momentum. My name's Neil Pascoe, or Nate Max for Nate Max TV, and I'm blessed today to be working with a few beautiful people from around the planet, from all corners of the globe. We have Tony Sayers, originally from the United Kingdom, joining us, Shane Benatar from Connecting Consciousness from Ontario, Canada, and we have Jared Taylor. So we have a beautiful supply of people with all different personalities and ego constructs. So we're going to merge this all together tonight, today, tomorrow morning, whatever time it is for you out there. And we're basically going to tap on a whole bunch of topics that are pressing at the moment. There's a lot going on around the world. And I say this every time at the start of our talks, that we are at a tipping point, an absolute incredible time to be here on Earth. And we're very lucky to be here because we can be such way showers and pushing this forward and planting the seed and getting information out there and really be a big part of what's going to happen in the future. Because let's be honest, it could go either way, and it's all about consciousness, it's all about intention, and it's all about understanding what's actually going on behind the scenes. Because we're living in a puppet show, we're living in this staged event which is going on, and people are believing it. We're believing the elections, we're believing everything we're seeing on television. Well, a lot of people are anyway. I don't think anyone in this four-cornered box is. But what we want to do today, we want to aim...
I was going to vote for Trump.
Yes, yes.
Shut up.
We want to empower you guys today. We want to leave you with solutions and a good feeling in your mouth. And I want you guys to get to know and understand us. And then basically you can take action at home. Because the most important thing is learn the information, embodying it, integrating it, and living it. We have to live it, not just typing on Facebook and putting likes out there, but really getting into the key events of what's going on. Now, I think what we should hit into first is basically, I want to introduce Jared off the bat, because this has so much importance, what's going on here. There's the Dakota Pipelines at Standing Rock, and it's a big protest which is going on, a peaceful protest, might I say, a very peaceful protest, which is they're being quite hassled by the police and the law enforcement over there. And I think there's a media blackout going on right now, because this was going viral around the internet months ago, and now it seems like it's just come to a complete halt, just like Ebola, just like all these different things that come onto the news, and then they shut them off when they've had enough, or there's too much of an awakening going on. So, first of all, guys, hi and welcome.
Hi, mate.
Good morning, mate.
Hey. Thanks for having us on.
That was cool.
Tell us
what's going on. Well, first, I should probably give a little bit of background, you know, because to me, when we're addressing this, we're not only addressing inevitable catastrophes behind pipelines, but we're also talking about indigenous cultures, histories, you know, that's being desecrated daily. You know, the place where this pipeline, the Dakota Access, is going through, you know, it will cross the actual Mandan people's sacred lands. This is their creation area. You know, like Christians have the Garden of Eden. You know, Islam has Mecca. You know, this is their area where they believe they originated. Not only that, this is their sacred burial grounds. And as we know, these burial grounds, since the protests have began, have been bulldozed over. You know, their ancestors' graves have been churned up.
Fucked up.
So, I mean, it is insane. And, you know, 500 treaties have been made with the indigenous peoples in my country, and 500 have been broken. And wow. For me, that's very significant, because this has been a nonstop trail of broken treaties. You know, this area is also the home of their sacred medicine rock. That's, you know, that's why it's Sacred Stone Camps, the organization behind Standing Rock right now, you know. You know, which they believe this sacred stone is, you know, can foretell their futures, you know. So this is, you know, this is legacy after legacy after legacy of quite literally raping indigenous cultures of their identity. And that's how it happens. You know, it happens through the desecration of their tribal lands, through the reservation system, as we all know, which is just a better, you know, a better term for concentration camps.
POW camps, exactly.
Yep. So, yeah, you know, Gary, and
I think one thing that we're facing here, which you've already brought up, which just popped into my mind, is that everything that happens in the native people's lives is a sacred practice, from building a fire to collecting water to passing the peace pipe. Everything is done with such sacred love and consciousness that the Western world, we've been brought up with fast food, Drake, Kim Kardashian, Rockefeller indoctrination system. Okay, we've basically sat around television eating food-like products our whole lives. For us to know what sacred is, we just don't. And I'm saying we because, like, I'm partly to blame with this. I've started working with a Native American here in Australia. His name's Wind, and he's a 76th generation.
Hold on real quick. I got to go catch the voice.
Yeah, no worries, dude.
No, I'm just joking. No, I mean, seriously. Yeah, more people are concerned with who's winning the voice this week than what's happening to their children's futures, you know. So, yeah, you're very right. You know, actually, this site where the pipeline's taking place, the Dakota Access, is actually the home of where the Sundance has for hundreds of years taken place. So, I mean, this is quite literally a complete destruction of a culture's identity. So,
this is insanity. I didn't realize it was so profound. I didn't realize it was their birthing place. You know, I thought it was obviously sacred, which is all sacred. But to know that it's like running through Mecca, imagine the backlash.
On
started bulldozing through Mecca.
Or putting a
Is it on a ley line? Is it on a ley line point by any chance?
Probably.
Yeah, because normally they corrupt these ley line points, don't they, on the Earth's grid, and they energy harvest from these points. You guys probably all know this, so it wouldn't surprise me if you looked on the map, it's probably crossing over somewhere.
That's like all the Gwen Towers. All the Gwen Towers have like a 200-meter rod into the Earth where they put this tower. It's not just a tower up above the ground. It's friggin' rooted right into a ley line. All the Gwen Towers, they're not on just happen to be a plot of land here and there. Like, it's fucking specific where they put towers. And that's why railroad tracks and all major highways and stuff are also on naturally occurring ley lines, because they plan on putting Gwen Towers, lining these highways with Gwen Towers hundreds of years ago. Like, the powers that be kind of thing knew what they were going to do. So that's why when you gift Orgonite at a ley line or a Gwen Tower, that's why you'll see some, Neil already knows, if you plant Orgonite at a Gwen Tower, utility company shows up within 24 hours to work on the tower, because it disrupts it literally disrupts the harmful frequencies coming out of it. And same with railroad tracks. Gift Orgonite to railroad, it's on a ley line. So,
and also the abattoirs for the animals, the animal slaughterhouses, a lot of them are on ley line. And actually, I think, you know, the NATO headquarters was previously, I think it was a NATO headquarters, some big government a big institution was built on an old abattoir. Wow. So,
just like the churches, man, the churches are put on all the energy points to harvest that life energy and send it off to Lucifer or Baal or whoever you want to call it. So I think we should just definitely get back onto the pipeline, Jared. Let's really hit that down and hammer that down hard now and get this information out there. And also give people basically links, which I'll put on my Facebook, where they can come over, give them a holiday, where rather than going on holidays to the Greek islands and serving yourself, take a holiday to the Dakota Pipeline and help these people, because they're calling out for all walks of life on the face of this planet to come down, because they're actually fighting for Mother Earth, your home. This is your home. They're fighting for your home, not just their land and their this.
No.
And when you hear these people talk on the interviews, every single interview I've heard, these people are so conscious. They're like, we are here for the land. We're here for the people. We've come together, you know. And it's like, I had goosebumps last night listening to these beautiful, beautiful people and watching what was going on. So let's really crack the can of worms open now and get right into the information.
Okay, well, I think it's important for us to have an idea. 2.5 million miles of pipeline in U.S. alone. 2.5, it's hard to wrap your mind around something like that. That's insanity, and that's just in the U.S. alone. That's not counting in other regions around the world how much pipeline. Since 1986, pie fighting leaks and accidents have killed over 500 people while injuring another 4,000, cost nearly $7 billion in property damages, most of which is agricultural. You know, so, I mean, it's just not the Dakota Access. I mean, these pipelines, like I was telling you, I mean, we got a liquid natural gas going in here in Oregon, you know, that I'm fighting against and a bunch of my friends are fighting against. And go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the reason why we're fighting, for people out there, they might be going, oh, why are you guys fighting against gas? We need energy. We need oil. It's No, we fucking don't.
No, we don't. We need alternative energies. We need the legalization of hemp byproducts. You know, that's the thing, is there is other alternatives that aren't only more cost efficient, but more ecologically efficient, environmentally efficient, you know. Everything isn't a monetary equation. You know, there's ecological equations, environmental equations that we need to take into account. Mm-hmm. You know, this instant gratification, we need to realize all it does is leads to long-term destruction. And guess who suffers? You know, I'm a father, and my sole interest in this is fighting for my kids' futures. You know, my responsibility as a parent is to ensure the well-being of my child.
Yes.
My children and the generations that follow, my grandchildren and my great grandchildren. And by me sitting idly and complacently on my ass, what I'm doing in turn is dropping these problems on my children's laps and telling them, hey, these are your problems you're going to have to sift through.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm really grateful for the pain of having to deal with these things in the streets for a very long time, because my kids have gotten an education that most kids haven't. Mm. My kids have had a megaphone in their hands since they were 5 years old, you know, with, you know, all the march against Monsanto's when they were really young, you know, until corporations invaded them and started putting CoinTelPro.
Yes. CoinTelPro.
You know, so,
great work, man.
So my kids, when it's time for a science project, they bring it. You know, it's about GMOs. It's about, super EPA Superfund sites where the level of toxicity is so bad that the human exposure is deadly in those areas. And so they bring these type of, when they're doing science projects, they're introducing stuff that most of their science teachers don't understand.
Don't even know.
Yeah, they're like, whoa.
Science fiction.
So, I mean, so this is the education that matters. This is how we train a future generation of activists that are willing to fight for the future. It's not by tuning into corporate media that's giving you a scripted, biased agenda.
Now, you know, someone will say that, you know, we're just, well, you say all this and then you go get in your car and you have your phone and it's oil made it. And it's like, yeah, the only reason I don't have a hemp oil created phone in my hemp oil car made out of hemp plastic and hemp steel, like, literally, I know that's not a thing, but the point of the matter is, the only reason we're driving these vehicles and gas powered is because free energy is suppressed. All the patents are held in a vault, and you can't even, if you try, like, there's a guy in, I don't know if it was Oregon or where, but he literally messed around with frequencies and was like levitating things in his garage and was creating like free energy out of frequencies, and they raided his house and tore all his shit apart. And this is a guy in his garage. What do you think they have in these deep underground military bases with multi-trillion-dollar budgets and boards of scientists, Nazi fucking, okay, like, I don't even need to go any further, you guys know.
That's the thing.
See, Tesla harnessed this, you know, years ago.
Yep.
And in turn, not only did they deny this free energy, they turned around and used it against the people globally. I mean, there's ionospheric heaters all across the globe. We have them on aircraft carriers now. We have them in the back of semi-trucks, the NORAD technologies in the back of trucks.
Yes.
Back of trucks?
Yep.
Back of trucks.
Oh yeah, back of trucks now.
Mobile harp units.
They're mobile harp units. And I mean, I saw a couple hundred yard aircraft carrier fully decked out with NORAD and harp systems. I mean, this, the level of insanity right
now. Man, they're trying to frequency us so bad.
We're being hammered on all sides.
And for guys out there who don't know what harp is a high active auroral research array.
Program.
Yeah. How's it going? Yeah. Okay. And basically what it is, it's a big set of antennas that are sitting there, and they use frequencies and a lot of power to generate. They bounce these frequencies up off the ionosphere and send
off
them
off the conductive metal particles that are suspended up there.
Yeah.
Zoom. Yeah. Yep.
So we're basically human beings are like a little antenna, and we're getting fried and we're getting radiating. And as you know, everything in this world is about frequency. It's about vibration and it's about electricity. So they're manipulating the frequency which we're living in, which is making people go mad, go crazy, fill them up.
They spray in certain areas and then crank the frequencies, and the crime rates go up through the roof, and then they can incarcerate all these people and make billions of dollars off the private prisons. You guys already know. But it's also worth noting that when there's a group worldwide meditation, statistically, the crime rates, the murder rates, suicide rates, the rape rates are all down for like 24 hours after a group meditation worldwide. That's a fact.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, you know, another thing is, you know, the human resonance, the Schumann resonance and the Earth's resonance are in balance. And by the use of these frequencies, what it's doing is throwing off the balance. That's why you have insomnia is skyrocketing, as the circadian rhythm is so thrown off by getting hammered with all these, from the ELF frequencies to the EMF frequencies. We're being hammered on every level. So there is no balance. There's no balance anymore. And, you know, right, in my opinion, the greatest pollution that we face right now is frequency pollution.
Frequency, and then got to be close to number two is geoengineering. But they're kind of like the same thing, you know what I mean? They're in the same boat.
Can't have one without the other.
And first,
it just goes to show that how amazingly powerful the human body is when they have to do all this stuff to us to keep us locked down. I mean, can you imagine, like, if all of this stuff wasn't here, how far we could go, how far our consciousness could go? So, in a way, it's alarming, it's a little bit scary, but on the plus side, it really makes you realize just how powerful we really are. And that's a great thing with when you come into this information, is on the flip side, you've got all the negativity, but you realize that they are a lot more scared of us waking up than we should be of what they can do to us en masse.
Well, look how much they've chemtrailed us. How much has it stopped us so far?
It's looking us up. And what I say to people out there, when you look outside and you see that, don't let disempower you. Look at it and see it as a sign. It's like, we are working, so you should work too. So what I do, I look up at it, I detox more, I train more, I eat better, I post more, and I go, thank you, sorry, I wasn't going to get out of bed.
It's a reminder.
A few hours, but now I'm going to jump out of bed, go down the street, and start planting those fucking seeds, man. So
because it's like,
Can I just add on to that? Sorry.
No, that's all right.
You mentioned detox there. I think it's absolutely vital that people, just while we're talking chemtrails and that kind of thing, that detox really should be essential for everyone at this time. The amount that we're getting sprayed, and not just that, just all the other chemicals in the food and water, no matter how much you try and protect yourself, there's going to be, you know, if you're not detoxing, you are really in trouble. Not in trouble, but you really are putting yourself
in trouble.
I just done 2 weeks myself, and I feel like, you know, it's like driving a Ferrari out of the garage after you've done a detox, and it's horrible really going through it. It's not the most enjoyable thing. But
how'd you do it? Which one did you do? Like, how'd you?
I did a water one, and I did some urine therapy as well. Actually. Hey,
you and Shane,
me and Neo, literally. Oh my god, man, we're just.
I've come out online on the urine therapy thing, and I would recommend everyone out there, don't scoff. And I know it sounds rank, but there's a lot of truth in that. It's the look into the work of Andrew Norton Weber. He talks about it.
And, piss cure cancer. That's a fact. You can cure cancer from drinking your piss. That is an absolute.
Yeah,
fact.
It keeps the body in an alkali level.
Yeah. It's literally. If you fast, you try a fast without just drink water on a fast, and then the next fast drink water from thine own cistern, and just see the difference, man. Like the stuff that comes out of you when you, it's like self-composting, although it sounds kind of, like you said, rank, but it really is.
It's, well, it's I mean, There's other things that you can do on top of it. The chelation process, you know, by using a lot of essentials like cilantro essentials and cholera essentials. Mm. You know, those things also are heavy greens, which is part of that. You know, the darker greens you're eating, the more alkali your body shifts.
Yeah.
And, you know, as all research has pointed, but yet been suppressed, we know that if our bodies are leaning towards the alkali, we have a far less chance of getting cancer.
And but you can't even get cancer if you're not acidic as fuck because you're feeding.
Go ahead, Tony.
No, I just want to, just to the people that might be listening, there are perhaps sort of lighter detoxes to do than urine therapy to start with. Yeah. I've done a few of them now, but you know, you might want to try with a juicing detox or something like that.
Well, this is the thing. If someone's super, sorry, I cut you off there. If they're really interested, this is what I tell people: like, if you had $100 million, you couldn't buy a more powerful, more potent, more effective, and efficient detox than your own body's ability to detoxify when you're fasting. That's a fact because when you're eating food, 80% of your body's energy goes towards trying to get that food out of you, constantly trying to break it down, get it out of you. Stop eating, watch what happens. You have more energy and you don't have to pay. How much do you have to pay to fast? Nothing. And you actually save money on food for that week or whatever, you know? For people who really want to quickly, and this is what Neil was talking about, how when you fast and you can do, I mean, when you drink your piss, that makes it a lot faster. But if you just fast in general, once you get past a few days and you drink a lot of water and you're taking, you know, bentonite clay and diatomaceous earth and activated charcoal, you actually end up shitting out what's called mucoid plaque. And you guys have probably heard of Dr. Sebi, and this is the guy who cured AIDS, every type of cancer, both diabetes, lupus, sickle cell, blindness, like literally any single disease has been cured. And it's literally all the same way as gets his patients to fast. When they fast, they shit out the mucoid plaque. The mucoid plaque is the buildup of mucus that holds onto the toxins from all the stuff we've eaten, and it builds into your digestive tract. When you shit this shit out, everything is reversed. Age is literally completely reversed. Gray hair turns back to your natural color. Gray hair only happens when your body is in a toxified state. And it actually, when women have shot the mucoid plaque out, they don't bleed on their periods. Who profits when women bleed on their periods? They buy Monsanto's GMO cotton, which has glyphosate in it, and chemicals that are sprayed on the tampons so that they actually bleed more. So they have to use more tampons. It's a sick bitch, but this is a good thing about absolutely changing your diet. Women don't bleed on their periods. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. So, I mean, talking about solutions, that's got to be, keeping healthy is up there with the number one solution. You know, it has to be. If we're serious about, you know, changing the world, we've got to change ourselves, and to kind of shield ourselves from this, there are things that we can do. And like you said, you explained perfectly there that the benefits of detoxing, and I live by it. And you know, I try and do it even once a week, 24 hours, just to top it up, just 24 hours. And it's great.
Once you get to 14 days too, apparently that's like, it's the 14 day mark is like, it's, on, you can't even explain what it does for your body. It's like reverses the years and years of the spiritual too, but like the frequency attack that's on our consciousness at all times is literally like you're reversing the years of that. All the HARP, all the chemtrails, like you shit out the mass amount of conductive metals that's in your digestive tract that we've absorbed. When you get out metals and you know there's magnetic frequencies in the air around you, do the math. Metals, magnets. Just like we used to play with a little magnet and metal filings on a piece of paper. That's what this HARP and these Gwen Towers are doing. So it's really, it's just as important. People are stockpiling guns, ammo, food. It's just as important to detox yourself. It's just as vitally important.
That's why the heavy metals are in vaccines as well. I mean, the reality is it's all about the frequencies. You know, we're getting hammered with all these ELFs, well, and microwave frequencies. I mean, it's exactly like taking a ball of tinfoil, throwing it in your microwave and hitting a minute. I mean, what happens? And you know, the scary thing about Gwen Towers is all they got to do is turn up the volume and disable a whole population. Not only that, you throw on DARPA sonar projectors where they can specifically target any given individual within the population, actually implant thoughts into their mind. They've been using this over in Iraq and Afghanistan. I have a friend who's a vet who says that they've also used the Face of God weaponry over there through their human terrain systems teams, which is where they take sociologists, implant them into any given population, the civilian standard clothes. And what they're doing is they're working from the inside, find the target, then hit the target with this weaponry.
Yes, directed energy weapons. This is why people don't need to fear. The FEMA camps were made 25 years before they had the nanotechnology and the frequency weapons that they do now. So yes, they can. The fact is universally, like the karmically, they can't throw everyone in FEMA camps for one. Two, those FEMA camps, the real FEMA camps now is the Gwen Towers. And they can use those, like you said, they could, but they can't because of the same way, like for them to do 9/11, they had to, yeah, the universal law. In 9/11, they had to show you 20 years before a billion movies of the conditioning. So it programs your subconscious mind to allow that to happen. They can't throw us in FEMA camps, and they can't crank the Gwen Towers to turn our brains off because of the universal law. But this is just so people aren't fear-mongering about these old-ass technology. They don't need you in a FEMA camp to harvest your energy now that you have the nanobots inside you from chemtrails. That's why you got to do
something. I'm not going to say that they can't. You know, here in the United States, they have not only psychologically conditioned us, but quite literally used it. I mean, it just depends on what variants you want to look at. Japanese internment did take place here, you know. So when we become the expendables in this nation, the internment of American citizens is not a crazy proposition. It's been done multiple times during McCarthyism and the Red Scare, where they went door to door, and if you were on that list, you were yanked out of your home. I mean,
But don't forget, first thing, today, there are more civilians in the United States with, like, military-grade hardware than ever before. Just like the same way that we used a group meditation to literally take out CERN. CERN was being used to artificially alter the Earth's vibrational frequency, and they're trying to open a portal. When a mass amount of people found out about that, they meditated on the intent of taking it out, and this is verifiable by satellite images. A storm literally blew over CERN and destroyed the main power station on this multi-trillion-dollar base, ruptured the inside, and it's still right now. You can go on CERN's website; it'll say we're operational, but they're literally scientists are there scratching their heads trying to put this thing back together. It's destroyed. So for the same reason, if people meditated on, like, not allowing, for example, this, it gets that to, you know, it literally changes things the same way it statistically keeps the crime rates down. This was before the FEMA camps. Now, they never had all the generals saying we will never throw our citizens into FEMA camps.
Can I just add on that as well? Don't forget that the reason that they escape the karmic consequences is because they're not actually doing the things themselves. It's actually their order following drones that don't think for themselves, have no moral compasses, and they're the ones firing the bullets, throwing people in cages. It's not actually the elites that are doing this. So the way they get around it is by getting the order followers to do their dirty work for them. So it's in this reality, as I understand it, it's the people that are taking the physical action that get most of the karmic consequences. And that it doesn't mean that they escape all the karmic consequences, but this was a huge, another solution that is so important that we have to somehow try and reach the minds of the police and military, the gophers for the elite, because unless we get to them, then we're really up against it. And I've been having a lot of, say, debate, but I put like a vlog out there a few weeks ago about the military, just saying that now it's come to light that the Pentagon has funded a British company to make £500 million to make fake terrorist videos. Now, this was all hushed in the mainstream media. This is huge news, absolutely huge news. And I basically said something along the lines of a line in the sand has been drawn with the military in the fact that they are now proven to be lying. They either side with the
humans,
the general population, or they side with tyranny. Mm. And I got all kinds of abuse. I even got death threats sent to me on Facebook. It wasn't just one, it was like 10, you know, like all these kinds of threats, because this is the truth, right? The military there may be some of them waking up, but in my experience, and I have spoke to a lot of them, they are not interested in truth. They're not interested in the government lying. All they are interested in is the continuation of the hero status, the support of the troops. They want to be seen as heroes. They want that to carry on. And they don't like people that are exposing, a lot of them don't like people exposing that the government are lying. They know the government's lying. They've actually said that. They know that they're cannon fodder, but they want the lie to continue, because it means if that lie doesn't continue, then they're not, their ego is not going to get stroked, because people will not see them as heroes anymore. They'll see them as people going to poor countries.
It is good to know.
Invading countries and stealing oil, minerals, resources, gold, whatever it may be. They don't want people to clock onto that, because that means their hero status is gone.
Yes.
And well, that's by definition cognitive dissonance. You know, yeah. That's the basis of cognitive dissonance, is it allows you to be relieved of the guilt for the acts that you're doing by justifying it through the means. You see what I'm saying? They're doing it in the name of freedom in Syria. They're doing it in the name of democracy abroad, you know, spreading democracy abroad. And all that is allowing them to have justification while inside. They know there's got to be some kind of spiritual conflict going on there, because when you violate human life, just like going back to the Standing Rock, when you violate human life, I mean, we are connected. We can fight amongst each other. We can argue amongst each other. But the reality is, what directly happens to you down the line, it adversely affects me.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, that's a very, very powerful statement. And, you know, there's a saying, if one person is not free, then none of us are free.
None.
That's the kind of consciousness we need to reach to, where we see the man across the road that we don't know, we've never spoken to before. If he's struggling, then I'm struggling, because exactly. that's how connected we all really are. So you hit the nail completely on the head there. And I just hope together too. The military, the police, the bailiffs that are going around evicting people from their homes. They've got no right to do that under natural law, because people are not causing any harm. I really hope that they can, you know, dig deep within their soul and rediscover their humanity within themselves and stop playing games for boys' games in these countries and doing the dirty work of people that don't give a shit about them, because they come back from war and they end up homeless or suicidal. They get no help from the government. The government does not care about you. It never has done. It uses you as pawns in the game. And, you know, really, if you want to be used like that, then I don't know what to say. But as people that are in this movement, we have to somehow get through to these people, because these are the people that we see what the police brutality is like at the moment. These are the people that are, you know, they are causing the problems at the moment. The government's ordering them, or whoever's behind the government's are ordering them, but they are the ones taking the physical action. So there has to be some kind of assault or movement to reach these minds of these people. And I don't know the answers.
Well, just by us raising the vibrational frequency the way we are now, by raising awareness, you're helping other people become awake without even being with near them, because energy knows no distance. So by you raising your own vibrational frequency, yeah, by cleansing, detoxing, and being aware, you're literally helping wake up other people around the world that you don't even need to be near. But it's great. That
we must take action too, though. There's a
people exactly
have to take action right now. And on what this war is, right, we know that World War III is a puppet show. So what the real war is, it's us guys, you people at home, going out each day and planting seeds everywhere. Like when I get pulled over by the policeman, I own that shit. I own the conversation. I own it. And yeah, by the end, I'm hugging them, patting them on the back, telling them stuff. This is what I do everywhere, and everyone can do that. When you're in your heart and when you know what's going down, you can, wherever you go, influence the situation. I've been there at the riots down at Cronulla. There was about 100 riot police. I was walking around one by one talking to each one of them, And then eventually by the end of the day, I ended up getting crash tackled and had my camera taken off me because I was the only person there that knew actually what was going on down there. They were trying to create the racism card. And I was standing with my GoPro in front of them talking, going, this isn't about the canal rides. This is about the crackdown of freedom of speech. And next thing, I got crash tackled by the disinformation agents who are in there wearing masks, pretending to be the protesters.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got that on me.
I know that they do send guys to protest, definitely, definitely. But just one thing about to what Tony said, the military is more, it's the cops would sooner fire upon citizens than the military. The military is more like, rights, like freedom, you know, even though they're not in, they're in these other countries not doing freedom things, but for them you would never throw, like, they would, the military wouldn't throw their friends and family in FEMA camps even if they were ordered to. That's where they literally did it, like they asked a bunch of them, and it's like that's the last thing they would do is shove their relatives into these camps. The UN might try to do something, but when we have this mass, there's people with, you know, 10,000 guns in their basement, they're going to be handing it out to people on the street who don't have guns, saying, yo, it's us versus them, just stay armed, just stay protected, we're good. And if the UN tried anything, then the US Navy would send troops right back to the States, because apparently what they're going to do is try to send a bunch of like 300,000 Americans to Syria, saying that's where the war is, and that's when they'd try to do some funny things to the citizens in America. But with the amount of arms we got and the fact that the US Navy and these generals are on our side, it's more of a non-physical thing we have to worry about than the actual physical guns, grenades, bullets, etc. It's more of a non-physical, because that's what they're doing. They're not hitting us right now with anything but the non-physical and obviously some other things, so, but you know what I mean.
The solution is, one, turn your television off, okay? Start doing your own research. Start doing the inner work, which is a meditation. Drop into the meditation. Then that will open up whole new realms of consciousness. These matrix glasses will just come off whether you like it or not. Once you get into the meditation and the mindfulness, your body will start asking for the right food. It will start creating synchronicities in your life so you link up and meet the right people at the right times. When you're in your heart, you are in flow state, which means you can just go down to the shop for a coffee. That right person will be there. And I never come to this shop. I just came here today. It's so weird that I met you. That happens to me and you guys all the time, right? So this is what we create. Just by being this person, we're creating those solutions. But for people out there who are listening, and you know people who are police officers and army people out there, don't be like having a go at them. Give them information from the heart. Give it to them from the heart, but talk these things as if they are done. It is past tense. This is what's happening, and manifest it. So by manifesting what we want, we are creating it. We speak these words out here, hear it.
Yeah.
Then our higher self connects and creates synchronicities to create those circumstances. So speak out loud. Talk your authentic
truth. I think you're absolutely right, Nate. And I think that's a lot of why the globalists like Soros and Gates and stuff are investing so highly in deconstructing humanity, you know, creating tension in the streets with Black Lives Matters and
control the government.
And the police force, you know, I have no doubt in my mind that the police force has been infiltrated by Zionist agents. I have no doubt of that. Just like I have no doubt, as we all know who've done the research, Black Lives Matter is a George Soros, Open Society Institute. Trayvon Martin is when that started.
Yep.
So here you have us versus them. The second there's an us versus them, there's the conflict. Okay, so this conflict has to be eradicated. How does it become eradicated? By exactly like you said, Nate. We educate and inform. We have choices here, and see, that's what so many people don't realize is they tune into the, you know, the Zionist controlled corporate media and take it as the gospel truth without research, you know, and they'd rather have corporate media construct their realities than take the time and effort that it takes to actually dig in and research the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the matrix. You know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Tavistock Institute.
Yeah.
Okay, Tavistock Institute is the global propaganda ministry, basically. They took what Joseph Goebbels did and blew it up times 100,000, you know. And that institute has had its hands in from the Beatles to Aldous Huxley to Timothy Leary to Alan Watts. I mean, this institute creates the propaganda we hear and see today. And what is the end game? The end game is the shift to the New World Order. I mean, what they want to do is they want to break us down continually through the pipeline issue, through the confrontation with law enforcement, to racial issues, to global warming hoaxes, you know, to climate change. When we all know that climate change that's not a hoax. What it is it's cyclical. You know, climate change happens through history, you know, but the reasons for this climate change is the hoax. That's the hoax.
Yes.
So that they can add more carbon taxes and multi-trillion dollar market.
You know, but
we should be talking about global pollution as opposed to climate change, because climate change links directly with the sun's cycles, the planetary cycles. We go through 1,000 year cycles, 26,000 year cycles, you know, and CO2, for people out there who don't know, is plant food. There's a thing called carbon fertilization, where you have a coal power plant which is pumping out carbon dioxide, and it basically runs down to the forest which is nearby. That forest goes between 15 to 40% faster. So you have
because
the trees eat that beautiful plant food, and then they create our oxygen, which we breathe. So why don't we just tax?
So coal plants actually boost.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Plant food,
bro. I knew that carbon didn't mess up the world, but I did not know that coal plants boost like forests and stuff.
From a clean powered coal plant, when they had the scrubbers and the correct scrubbers, like the ones they used to have in America before they shut them down and took them to Mexico. That's a clean coal power plant, you know.
Yeah, now they're running ones that now emit coal fly ash, which coal fly ash, as we know, who research geoengineering is a huge aspect in dynamic. Dr. Herndon did an in-depth research paper on the use of coal fly ash in geoengineering. But while you were on the symbiotic nature of CO2 to life, I want to talk about an issue that has to do with where you're at in Australia, the barrier reefs.
Right.
Because to me, that is the most deadly thing we are confronted with right now, because of the symbiotic relationship between coral reefs and phytoplankton. Phytoplankton produce more oxygen, you know, per ratio, or however you say it, than all trees combined.
Yes.
Oh, sure. So when the Great Barrier Reef dies, what happens to phytoplankton?
Did the Great Barrier Reef die? Are they trying to say it's from climate change or what?
No. Well, the reality is they always, the war in Syria is due to climate change, global warming. I mean, every issue they're saying is a result of climate change, global warming. The reality is not only the elephant in the living room that no one wants to talk about, which is the fallout from Fukushima. You add on top of it the billions of gallons of oil over time that have been spilt, and then they come in afterwards and use a chemical known as Corexit.
I know to put on top.
Corexit is what's killing those reefs. The fallout from Fukushima is bad, yes. But I tell you what's really bad, and if you doubt this, I encourage you to research what happened to the cleanup crews following the Valdez oil spill, and what's happening now to the ones that were involved in the BP oil spill. They are dying. They are getting cancer at massive rates. You know that 3/4 of the people involved in the 86, 89 Valdez oil spill have died.
Wow. Like 9/11.
But hey, wait, about Fukushima, I'm glad you brought that up, because, first thing, I found out that there is a device called a plasma generator, Keshi's plasma generator, and it actually can turn nuclear radiation into usable energy like instantly. Wow. Yeah. So not only that, but you remember, since the 50s, there has been basically all across all NATO countries, in all intelligence agencies, have had their nuclear missile silos, and they've had them where they've all reported saucers coming down and shutting and scrambling their nuclear warheads, turning off their nukes. This is higher advanced entities, whether it's the Lyrans, Pleiadians, whether it's the Mantids, but they're turning off nukes. So what that means is, and they've even come out, and there's whistleblowers from the CIA and stuff who have said they've communicated with these higher technologically advanced beings, that have intentionally turned off nukes because they don't want us nuking ourselves. Now, that in combination with the Fukushima, I think that they actually have, if they're turning off nukes because they don't want us to nuke ourselves, would they let this plant completely destroy the biggest chunk of ocean we have? I think that they actually either have devices or they're sitting underneath the ocean turning off the radiation as it comes out. I don't know if that's a fact. I just feel if they're going to turn off nukes, why wouldn't they turn off what's worse than a nuke, what's poisoning the ocean? You know what I mean?
Yeah. While we're talking about this also, I want to talk about some of the research that's been done by a Japanese scientist. Chernobyl, as we know, was, you know, a huge nuclear fallout zone. What this Japanese scientist did was planted acres and acres of hemp around the and now if you go to Chernobyl, the life is starting to return to the Chernobyl region.
Yeah, yeah.
And this Japanese scientist has been trying to advocate for the use since day one when Fukushima happened, and he's been pretty much smacked down every single time he's went to him with this. Now my question is, why? You know, why would you want to suffocate something that you know is beneficial? I mean, there's plenty of research. This Japanese scientist has shown this research. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it should be on my coastline. It should be on your coastline.
And put it out in the ocean, put a hemp on a big raft and have it clean the ocean. But if the Tesla plasma generator even turns nuclear radiation and turns it into usable energy even quicker, hemp, definitely, let's plant the piss out of it everywhere. But it is good to know that something works even quicker to deactivate the nuclear radiation.
Go, Tony.
I really think that's such a great point on hemp and cannabis, and that we really just, people are waiting for it to be legalized and all this sort of rubbish. We just have to plant it. We have to plant it en masse. The time has come where we, you know, good people disobey bad immoral laws, and you know, this plant has so many benefits to our environment, to our health, and we need to just be buying up seeds, throwing them everywhere, and just
literally, man, just germinate
Johnny Appleseed.
I don't know, you could have parties doing it, like have a weed planting party or something. I don't know. We need to get this plant banned. How can you ban a plant? It's nature. I mean, this
whole if idea, nature is illegal, then what was it? If nature is against the law, then like something, something, something. It was a meme I saw. It's like literally, how can you make a plant against the law?
Yeah.
But people don't question that. They just find that completely normal.
What's legal or illegal doesn't mean it's right, regardless, you know.
And I agree. Slavery was legal.
I agree with Tony. You know, it's time that we quit asking permission from government for things inalienable rights. You know, these aren't rights granted by government. These are rights granted by birth.
Yeah.
You know, when I was born, I had certain rights that no one but our creator can take from us.
Exactly.
That's the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't know, you know, and that's outside of the moral dogma. I'm saying without any one of those three, none of them can exist. You know, without liberty, you can't live. Without liberty, you can't be happy and flourish. Your family can't be happy and flourish.
Exactly. And it's time. It's the only thing these psychopaths understand is civil disobedience. You know, it doesn't even have to be. I'm not talking violence or anything like that. I'm just saying, no, we're not paying your illegal, your immoral fines. We're not going to stop planting weed because you say it's illegal. People need to grow some.
Balls, man, grow some fucking balls.
You know, the time is now being pressed to go down this road, and really, where I feel we're at stage two of the awakening. I feel that okay, we have a lot of people that are aware, even people that maybe not even interested know something's wrong. So, right, what do we do now? We need to really start taking action, because posting on Facebook all day, you know, it's good to raise awareness, but it's not cutting it. And we need to take it that next step further, which is civil disobedience, which We need the numbers. There's no point in like a few hundred or a few thousand people. We need, you know, we need millions of people all saying, you know what?
It's all coming, man. We've passed the critical mass awareness. We've passed 10% of awareness. It's domino effect now. So,
yeah, I was just going to speak about that, the 100th monkey. You know, the 100th monkey theory is critical mass, you know, and we are reaching critical mass. I know here in the United States, I've definitely seen a shift of consciousness, a shift of faith, faith in humanity. It's, you know, sometimes I'm a firm believer. Sometimes it takes pain to bring on growth, you know, and right now, due to the administration after administration of fear and terror in this nation, people are, for the first time in history, forced to have to look at themselves. You know, what am I doing right now? You know, I think it was Nate that touched on it. You know, not only do we have to share about things, but we also got to move. You know, it takes movement. You know, we can talk about it all we want, but unless we're actually moving and out meeting people, whether it's, you know, the officers during these protests here in the United States, you know, and telling them, like Nate said, man, you know, this isn't about me and you. If this situation perpetually grows, it's gonna be destructive to all of us, and that includes your family as well. Especially, you know, concerning pipeline issues, concerning geoengineering, concerning ecological terrorism. You know,
let's be honest,
they're children.
Yeah, let's
Jared, I wish that I could bottle up your opening speech on here where you were talking about your kids and your grandkids, and you know, that really touched me, and I just wish I could bottle that up. And everyone in the world needs to hear that message from you. And
they will. That's how I'm recording it.
Yeah. It was so powerful, and it's so true. And I was just thinking today that, you know, imagine living a life where you know something is deeply wrong with the world, and you get on your deathbed and you've got kids and you've got grandkids, and you just lay there and you think, I did nothing to stop.
That's it. I mean, man.
Can you imagine? I don't even have kids, but can you imagine having that thought on your deathbed? I mean, and I don't think that's what's happening. Think about this. They don't ask big questions in life. They don't ask the big question, why am I here? What is my purpose? Is there a God? Is there a creator? And, you know, I just really feel that it's people that don't care, really making them feel uncomfortable. People need to feel uncomfortable right now. And not in a negative sense, but they need to know that, hang on a minute, you've got two kids. What are you doing about this? You know, I'm doing what I can, but do you know what I mean? Just almost putting it out there in a way where it's almost getting them to think about taking some kind of action or just even caring.
Well, we're past the fluffy bunny stage, you know, where you know, we pussyfoot around and skirt around issues rather than direct confrontation of the issues. Like with GMOs, you know, we are what we eat. Your children are what they eat. What, garbage in, garbage out, man. And we need to start telling people, you know, we need to start being vocal to people, you know, that, you know, the biggest drug that we have that's killing populations. If you look at the United States and obesity and health this right now, it is insane. People are, you know, upper respiratory cardio issues. I mean, all from eating fast, being a fast food nation. I mean, and you got adult. And the thing is, through price fixing on organic goods, you know, I mean, on the products in the store, organic farmers are now having to charge more for the product in order to compete in what's supposedly a free marketplace. And it's not that way. So what they do is they sell you this garbage food for dirt cheap. And, you know, in America right now with the unemployment rate, so many people are on assistance, you know, so they got to make that assistance last. So, you know, they're stuck going to a grocery store, and we all know how that goes. And it shouldn't be that difficult to go into a grocery store and buy healthy food. But I don't know about you guys, but I spend an hour and a half at the freaking grocery store reading labels. I'm like, you know, when reality is just 100 years ago, all food was organic. Yes. It came out, you know, and for me to have to go, and the hardest part about grocery shopping to be that I have to stress about whether or not I'm poisoning my children or not.
Well, that's the thing, right? You pretty much do not need to buy, if anything has an ingredients list, it's pretty much like you, it's a prepackaged, even like the, for example, like if you're buying meat, you're actually funding chemtrails because Monsanto feeds these animals GMOs and Monsanto invests in weather modification. So when you're going into, for example, they have like vegan like alternatives, but that's like prepackaged. And if you look at it, it's full of GMOs because if you're vegan, you're not eating dead animals. They can't poison you the way they were with the pharmaceuticals that's in the animal. So they have to poison you. So you don't buy really any packaged, prepackaged stuff. I advise anyone to check out Ty's Conscious Kitchen on YouTube. He's the only one who has, he has like 300 and some odd recipes using only non-hybrid, non-GMO ingredients. Now, the reason I said non-hybrid is because, believe it or not, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, celery, all beans except garbanzo beans, and all rice except wild rice are man-made, patented hybrids that would have never occurred in nature.
Yeah.
So carrots, broccoli, is actually shit for you because it would have never occurred in nature. It's like you wouldn't feed us.
You hear the word hybrid, you know GMO anyways. You know, that's, you know.
There is a difference, but yes, it is shit.
Yeah, it's shit food.
Yeah. I feel like you'll notice that you can make, like, for example, this morning for breakfast, an alkaline omelet. It's literally looks and tastes like an omelet, but you use chickpea flour, water, and spices. And you mix it up with onions and peppers, and you fry it up just like an omelet, and you have it, and you can make an egg sandwich with that and spelt flour to make the dough to make bread, and you have an egg sandwich, but without the chicken period vibration lowering animal product. And you know what I mean? Because all animal products are vibration lowering. We know we have a vibrational frequency, and it actually lowers if you eat animal products. So it's
Can I just touch on the animal side of things? I'm really passionate about it, and I think you are as well, Sam, hearing what you said there. But just tying in with universal law as well, the universal law of correspondence, as above, so below, as within, so without. You know, it's no coincidence that we are being harvested, tortured and murdered ourselves when we're doing it exactly the same thing to other living beings. And you know, this is something that people don't want to hear, but this is true. If we are expecting to be free whilst we are doing the same thing to other living beings that do us no harm, then we are an absolute joke, really, because that universe doesn't work like that.
You know,
what you do to others will be done to you. And I think that really needs to get out there, and we are creating this by our collective immoral action over the years. Yes, there's mind control and there's dominators, but ultimately we're talking a big dose of karma for our, you know, ignorance and our apathy over hundreds, if not thousands, of years. So this is what we're seeing at the moment, and a big part of that is the animals. And if we are expecting to be free whilst we continue to do the same thing to others, then we're just downright hypocrites. And I'm
it's sick. Funny you say that, because this is what someone said, and I think you'd agree. Go to any prison and find a murderer or a rapist who's vegan. Mm. You will not be able to, because violence in, violence out. Yeah. Anyone who is murder and kill people, you know, they, and now this is not to say if you meet, you're going to obviously kill and murder people, but it's just the fact that
anger, you know, energy, isn't it? It's the, it's the
low,
you know,
vibration.
And I know myself, like, even when I used to eat meat, my, you know, I feel much more lighter and, you know, more loving. And I noticed it. I'm not saying, you know, vegans are better or anything like that, but I just feel that, you know, that we, you can feel a different energy. And I know
actually
feel another energy, because if I sit in a restaurant and there's 10 people there, a cat will walk up to me. It happens time and time again.
No, sure.
You know, it's a huge thing. It's a huge element.
It's energetic. It's huge.
Well, it's funny you say that about the cat walking up to you, Tony, because I had a friend of mine who's going to buy into our sustainable community, which we started, which is another means of getting off-grid, obviously, and fighting the system. But we went to a poultry convention. I've never been to a chicken convention in my life. I just thought, I'll meet him down there, you know. It was different and interesting. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at all these chickens and they're looking and going, these people ate us. Of course, they're all going to be scared. They're in a cage. Yeah. I have to walk around looking at them. But yeah, I was walking toward the cages and they're coming over. And I was putting my finger in and patting them. So they can tell if you're eating meat or not. And they're like, okay, this guy's not an animal. He's he won't kill me. So the energy that I was giving off was not that. And I was walking
along different, man.
When I found that it wasn't happening for the other people in there. But I feel that the last, say, 10 points we spoke about, we need to kind of box this into being accountability. And what we're basically saying is we wouldn't be in this situation today if anyone of us three was controlling this planet or had anything to do with it on a mass scale. There wouldn't be geoengineering. There wouldn't be GMOs in the food. There wouldn't be fluoride in the water, okay? And rather than geoengineering, we'll be dropping seeds out of planes, hemp seeds over Fukushima, and we'll be seed bombing. We'd actually be seed bombing the area. We would release the free energy patents, which within 5 years' time would completely shift the whole paradigm because we're not digging for oil anymore. We're not looking for gas. We can use the regeneration process. So this is like one small part. Everything
regeneration process.
Well, that's the thing. Anything petro can do, hemp can do better. And it's been like that. I mean, it's what as recent as 200 years ago. Almost everything in the United States was based off of hemp byproducts. I mean, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, was written on hemp. Our early navies were using hemp rope. I mean, most of the industries were using hemp sackcloth. You know, I mean, in hemp clothing, I mean, garments. If you were the poor, of course, the rich always had the silk and stuff like that. But if you were poor, you were using hemp byproduct clothing. I mean, so the reality is, a lot of people are willfully ignorant, and a lot of people are ignorant. There's a huge difference between willful and perpetual ignorance that there is about ignorance. A lot of people are unaware because they haven't been given the knowledge, and that's where creating self-awareness and spreading knowledge comes in. You know, the reason I do so much on Facebook is you won't find one central audience where you're going to touch more people. I mean,
no, you're right.
The largest audience in the world, period.
That and Instagram, 100%.
Facebook.
Go ahead.
This ties into that exactly what you're saying with Facebook, right? Everyone's posting out there, but as soon as they finish posting, the laptop gets closed, the phone goes off, they walk down the street, they go eat a pie, they go drink some milk, and they talk.
Not always. No.
The people in the coffee shop, they talk normally. It's like, hang on a second, don't be doing this Facebooking then going, not living it and breathing it. So what I say to people at home is try and take action each day. Try and do two or three things each day and you write it down in the book and show what you're doing in the real world. Because Facebook posting is great, but our memory span and our attention span is about 10 seconds these days. So once that post of the Dakota Pipeline is gone, they've walked outside, they've looked at a tree and they've forgotten. They've looked at the postman, they've forgotten, and they've been distracted by six other things. So we must take small, concise action every day when we lead. And what I want to say to do with taking action is taking action is as simple as identifying that you're an overweight fat fuck, okay, and you're eating fast food, okay? And what is fast food? And what is it all about? Mouth flavor. The whole entire world is trapped by mouth flavor. Isn't that weakness?
Which is almost always coming from aborted fetal cell tissue, you know, that they're using in all these food products now. And
it's mental weakness.
Not only that, I'm gonna go out there just because I know it as truth, but this might scare a lot of other people. Is part of the Masonic crafts is letting. I don't know if you know what letting is, bloodletting. But when they put, there's a reason that we're seeing aborted fetal tissue in vaccines, Pepsi. Aborted fetal tissue in our sodas, aborted fetal tissues in geoengineering, aborted fetal tissues in cereals, aborted fetal tissues in pharmaceuticals.
Okay,
why are they putting aborted fetal tissues in all these? I mean, your pharmaceuticals, it's not about taste. You're not about taste. The reality is, it's part of even Kabbalah, what part of the other crafts that are involved, and there's several. See, the Masons, once you get above a certain degree,
yes, it's not public.
You become a high priest in the crafts. In the crafts, under the crafts, see what the Masons have done, throughout their whole existence since the time of Babylon, they have acquired the knowledge of the mysteries of antiquity. Mm-hmm. The mysteries of antiquity are a collaboration from the Sumerians, from the Wiccan practices,
yes,
to yes. The Kabbalah, to in Sweden. Sweden had a lot of mysticisms in that area, hence the CERN ritual that we saw recently.
Yes.
That was a Masonic presentation, and it was a bringing forth.
Yep.
So what they're doing by introducing these aborted fetal cell tissues and cells into our products is a form of bloodletting and control. See, by putting those in there, it gives them access and control to our bodies, because those
on an energetic level.
Well, right. Plus, you know, even dating back to Aztec times when they would sacrifice virgins. Virgins, the reason they sacrificed virgins was because of innocent blood. Mm-hmm. Same with innocent aborted fetal tissue. You know, a baby is innocent. So by putting innocence into the foods we eat, the vaccines we take, the sodas we drink, the geoengineering.
Well, we don't drink, but you're right. Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, of course, not us. I mean, but... you know, we breathe it. I mean, that's another issue. Is, you know, it's so hard to be an organic farmer anymore. It kills me.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead.
Well, just that they're now making it so you have to be like over 100 miles away from the nearest pesticide spraying GMO growing farm to be organic. But about what you're saying about what they spray, you remember the Organite and Cloudbusters and stuff are devices that you can make that not only disrupt these multi-billion-dollar weather modification programs, but repel the chemtrail dust, so you're not breathing in dead babies, or you know what I mean.
Sorry, but it's true. I mean, I've actually seen lab samples where aborted fetal tissue was present.
Yes,
water and soil.
And do you know what else is in there?
So explain that. How is aborted fetal cells getting in your soil and your water supply? If it's not, you know, what goes up comes down. I mean,
that's exactly how Harold
women on their periods flying over, dropping their tampons everywhere.
So sick. That's a better image I can live without, but yeah.
So what actually
I'm this dinner time's past here.
Yeah. This has actually gone one step further than aborted fetal cells, and this is not that available on the internet, what I'm going to say now. They're actually putting snake venom in the geoengineering, because that links in with the reptilian agenda, the artificial intelligence, which is about the
trans. That's another good reason to drink your own piss, then. Yeah. It's a natural anti-venom.
Yep.
Exactly. We are a distilling machine. So they're actually taking it to the next level now, where the reptilian agenda is they're trying to get this snake venom into us, which is another way of morphing and changing the DNA. The more they
try to be the integrated
version, the better chance they have of controlling and then entering our vessel as a free ride. But through the meditation, through the detoxing, through the mindfulness, that shit is old hat technology.
Yep, 100%. Means,
where we're using the organic means, the organic high vibration.
Good always triumphs evil, that's a fact.
Spiritual version as opposed to the synthetic mimic, which is never, ever going to win against an organic activated human being, because we are
decalcified, yeah. 100%.
I think on that point, Nate, I think just it underlines for me really that although there's a lot of worrying things going on, but I really feel that they're struggling. They're throwing all the kitchen sinks.
throwing
all the false flags. I mean, there's a false flag every other day now. I can't even keep up with them. And I really think, you know, we can be positive, because more people are waking up. They're panicking. And they're not. I don't think they're getting what they want as quickly as they want.
They weren't actually anticipating this big of a resistance either.
Well, I think the internet is. I don't know whether they bargained us to use the internet against them, and I think that's really what
saving. Kind of blew up in their face.
What was really funny the other day? Someone said on Facebook that. Can you imagine when you're 70 or 80 year old telling your grandkids about the meme wars that you fought in, that you fought in the year 2015 to 2020? Yep. And I thought that was brilliant because you know, we are sort of keyboard warriors, actually.
Well, we're from the pioneers.
You're talking about that, Tony. You know, that's the thing, is that this this false narrative, this matrix of lies and deceit, the propaganda, the false flags, you got to understand that this psychological operation that's taken place is a global, and it's of epic proportions. This isn't something that is, you know, 5 years in the works, 10 years in the works. You know,
thousands.
I don't know if you guys have ever read the psychological operations manual, but this manual is in depth. It goes into detail about how this works. But my point being here is if a false reality can be constructed, it can also be deconstructed. Mm. And how do they create the false reality? Through propaganda, mass repetition, through language and images. So by what we're doing also, you know, on a large audience and like Facebook, the memes are really powerful. I mean,
they are.
We watch the news and they flash violent, you know, fear.
Yeah.
So when we do the direct opposite, instead we're posting images that show the complete opposition to the matrix that they're trying to sell us, the bullshit scripts that they're trying to spoon feed us, and we can intelligently, with research and evidence rather than opinions, show them that these are false paradigms. These are false paradigms that they're selling you. I mean, they're not based on any truth. And 90% of them, such as climate change, global warming, is based on pseudoscience.
Yeah.
Pseudoscience. And what they do is they take the pseudoscience and disinformation and take a kernel of truth and weave in a bunch of disinformation and lies and sell it as empirical evidence. Yes. And it's not. It's not. And we got a lot of agent provocateurs within a lot of these movements, you know, a lot of disinformation agents within a lot of these movements.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it right now, you know, you guys might not believe it, but I mean, I've had personal conversations with Dane Winningham. And Geoengineering Watch. Okay. Yep. You know, a lot of these guys, even AJ, Alex Jones, started out with good intentions. You know, his Bohemia Grove days back then.
Well, but that was orchestrated, though. Like, there's no way that they didn't let him in there. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. I know that same with the Bilderberger things. Not very many other people got that close to the Bilderberger meetings either.
Yeah.
You know, most people are arrested a quarter mile from trying to enter.
Exactly.
So, I feel like he's done a good job, Alex.
But what I'm saying is a lot of these people do start with good intentions, but they realize that through all this super hype and this fear porn, that they get an audience. And with this audience comes money. And then in comes CoinoPro, in comes IntelPro, and they infiltrate. And they see these people now is because they got the audience behind them. They see them as an asset. That's how AJ got acquired by Stratfor Intelligence Agency.
But wasn't AJ, he was already a trained and paid actor, but he was also on the CIA payroll before.
I tried dealing with what is 100% fact and research that I can prove. And I know that through, the email hack on Stratfor's email server that Alex Jones was indeed communicating with Stratfor Intelligence, which is a Zionist Israel-owned intelligence agency, which just happens to be two blocks away from Alex Jones' studio. So, okay, yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, I mean, you know, that's...
Put two and two together, right?
Two and two together. And you got other ones, you know? I mean...
I can't stand it.
You know, Alex Jones, what he's allowed, see, with controlled opposition, they're allowed to disclose so much truth. And that little bit of kernel of truth is what gets people to stick with them for 10 years, and not only stick with them for 10 years, but fight and die for these guys. Like, you know, get off the cross. We need the wood. You know, it's like these guys actually think, you know, will go and fight until they're black and blue in the face defending Alex Jones because of this kernel of truth that he sold. But what the reality is he's taken that kernel of truth and put it in a web of disinformation and lies.
100%.
When it comes to truth, truth has no percentage, just like liberty doesn't. Mm. Either it's 100% truth, or it's
not true.
It's 100% liberty or no liberty, man, because there is no percentages, just like slavery, okay, or taxation. If I take 100% of your labor, is that slavery? Mm. If I take 90% of your labor, is that theft? If I take, at what percent is taxation not theft?
Yeah.
You know, I'm stealing your labor.
Yeah. And these guys, they're not creator beings. Every single thing that's happening on the face of this planet is what you're saying. The memes are really powerful. And I want to do a shout out for Shane for his Instagram and all the people out there to use his posts and share them and tag him in them. But share them through Facebook, share them through Instagram, because these are so powerful. What he's putting out there is the information that we're talking about today. And it's a clear and concise manner to get that awakening seed firing, and it's working. He's got, I think, 50,000 people. It's really going viral. So share his Instagram, which is connecting_consciousness. Get on there, add him, find his posts and reshare them. But understand that these old school Masonic craft people who are running these old paradigms, which their energy is old energy, the blood sacrifice, the occult ritual, that is all old shit now. We can transcend that purely with our intention, and they know that. That's why they're so scared. And what it boils down to is seeing they can't create the reality they want, they are using us like pawns to create their reality. So they put out these pictures, put out this disinformation. We focus on it long enough that we create it. You create it. I create it. The people out there, we're creating it by focusing on it. So it's very important to focus on the solution.
This goes back to even like we were saying about the GMOs, you know, garbage in, garbage out. I'm really selective with the information I put in my mind.
Yes.
My mind is my own vault, and it's based on my own personal research, not your research, not Alex Jones' research, not David Icke's research. You know, I look even at mainstream corporate news. And I do it. You want to know why I do it? Because I love dissecting it. I like see. I'm an agenda seeker. I like to see what they're trying to
push. Yeah.
What agenda are you trying to push? Because there's always an end game with these guys. You know, Zionists. People don't realize that we like to focus on Zionism alone or Masonry alone. What they don't realize is that these organizations don't work independently of each other. They work interdependently. These guys have worked interdependently. See, Zionism is only, 120 years old. 1890 is when it came to the forefront during the first Zionist Congress that was held back by Baron Rothschild. You know, so that 1890s wasn't that long ago. But Masonry, this goes back to prior to Babylon.
Oh, yeah. Before Roman times.
Well, Babylon is another 1,000 years before Rome. I mean, and then before Rome, it goes back. The oldest Masonic order goes back to Egypt. You know, so I mean, these orders. But when they first started, it was because they had a select trade, and they had a trade that everybody needed, which was Masonry. And within these trades, after a while, they started realizing that through the accumulation of knowledge, that they could maintain control. So they just started controlling knowledge. Yeah. And that's why Masonry, their focus in the crafts, and especially the higher degrees of Masonry you get, it's the acquisition and control of knowledge and the use in the crafts.
Wow, beautiful information, Jared. And I really feel what we've covered so much tonight that I reckon we need to let these people integrate this information, because otherwise it's like going to a David Icke seminar for 7 hours. It's like every bit of information goes in and then it just goes straight out the other end.
That's too long of a seminar.
I think we've really just absolutely captured so many beautiful things. And we should basically, I think, finish up on a note where is there any information or links or sites or people that people should be connecting with for this Dakota Pipeline? Any powerful links or videos? And also, if you feel like it, put your Facebook out there on the internet so people who are interested can connect with you. So people can leave here and connect, and we'll all put up at the end of this thing, Thai's Conscious Kitchen, Dr. Sebi, yes. And anything else we went through, or chuck it at the end so they can find that. But what do you reckon for a finishing point, Jared? And we'll get to you, Tony, too, so you can have your final say and everyone have their final thoughts, and then we'll wrap it up for tonight.
Okay. So for the people that are here in the United States that may be watching this, I encourage you guys, you know, Nate was talking about being movers, you know, movers and shakers, you know, don't just research something and close your laptop and forget about it. You know, I encourage you to go to usa.gov/contact/elected.shotmail, S-H-T-M-L. That will give you a list of all your state representatives, your congressmen, and the president right. and vice president. Go to them. On a day when there's geoengineering, photobomb those. I do it daily. You know, when you see issues such as the pipeline issues right now, photobomb it. There's plenty of images out there of the repercussions from these leaks and these spills, and you know, in the U.S. alone. So I encourage you to do that. You right. know, it might not seem like much, but if you get 100,000 people doing it, it's gonna raise flags.
Yes.
Next, I go on Facebook, Sacred Stone Camp. That is the central hub for the Dakota Access and the protesters that are fighting. There's plenty of petitions going around right now, because if you guys aren't aware, they didn't have enough evidence to make the original charges stick on Amy Goodman and the other 26 protesters that were arrested. So what they did is they couldn't enforce those charges, so they threw rioting charges on them. So if you can get your hands on the current petition that I've been circulating around, please, please sign and share on Facebook. Contract your congressman about this, you know, because these are the changes that matters, you know, yes. because our hands are so tied anymore with the type of tyranny and oppression we're confronted with, that we don't have very many means to grievances, you know, about these issues. So petitioning is one right. of the ways that we can do this.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
Does it mean that it's going to do shit? No, I don't know. But
well, the biggest, it's a part of it. It's, well, I'll let Tony go for the next, and then I'll.
Yeah, well, Jared, so do you, if you want to, I can put your Facebook there and we'll talk about it. And then you can put the petitions on your Facebook and they can find them there, or they can find them themselves. So thank you very much for your input tonight, Jared. Yeah. Me and Jared actually started speaking about 10 hours ago. We just linked up when I connected and I said, dude, let's get on. Let's just do this, you know. Let's just collaborate. And Tony says that's the first time me and Tony have had a chat together, and Shane have just met. So this is a whole new crew of people. And I think what we brought tonight was very powerful and poignant to exactly what's needed on the internet. So thank you, guys. And Tony, I'd like you just to give us your roundup of what you feel, you know, people could finish up on, some final thoughts, because you put some very powerful information out there tonight too. And I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks. No, I just want to say it's been great having this chat with you guys, and I feel inspired just listening to your passion. And yeah, I would just say to people listening, you know, the number one reason is, or one of the reasons we're enslaved, is this belief in authority. You know, you're born into this world a sovereign being. Nobody has any right to tell you what to do or how to live your life. As long as you're not doing harm to anyone else, yeah. then all laws are obsolete. And people need to understand that at a very deep level, because it's belief in authority and government, which is the reason why we are enslaved. People need to understand natural law, the fact that we need to take self-responsibility for our actions. There's consequences for our actions, both good and bad. And you know, it's all very well pointing the fingers at governments and things like that, but are we still eating meat? Are we still we say we want peace, but are we being peace? So you know, it's really boils down to self-responsibility, putting that good energy out there, and just don't look for a leader. You know, be your own leader. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people out there putting great information, but don't like rigidly follow one person. You know, yeah. You're taking the information, discern it. Be your own leader. That's what we need to do. We need everyone to have that mindset that they're sovereign, they're their own leaders. Stop looking at government, stop looking at puppet politicians, and you know, then and spread the message, speak to military and the order followers. And I just like to add my website at the end there. It's www.transcendingtimes.org. And there's lots of blogs and vlogs and interviews and that kind of thing. And I'm on Facebook as well, so Tony Sayers. So be great to connect. And
awesome.
That's all I need. That's all I've got to say.
Have you got a YouTube channel too, Tony?
I have. Yeah, I'm on YouTube. I can't remember what the link is.
That's cool. Well, this video will be up there on Nate Max TV anyhow. So, guys, link in with Tony Sayers and jump onto his website. Make sure you connect, get on there, you know, send him a message. And this is about, this is why it's called a gathering of momentum. This is finding people all around the world, finding the tribes and uniting them. The people out there who this is resonating with, this is for you. You've got a path, you've got a journey. This light, this awakening light is turning on everyone. And now it's time to step up, not just be silent about it, but to take action and move forward. So there's no more fence sitting and there's no more ignorance is bliss. Don't use that, I've just got to keep busy at work and I've got a family. Don't use that cop out. You can do that, plus you can take action.
Yeah, facts.
You have to go to the Dakota Pipeline and protest. I mean, I am, but I'm saying you can do that. But if you can do your own protest at home, which is clearing your body, you know, keeping that vessel clean, talking your truth and emanating that heart space, you're doing great, buddy. And you should give yourself a pat on the back for doing that. Shane, do you want to chime in and give us your final thoughts too?
Yeah, just basically that one of the biggest, the vote that actually counts is where you spend your dollars. And like we already said, is if you buy or euros or Cambodian yen or whichever.
Yes, you use dollars as well.
Okay, right on. Well, basically, like if you're buying corporate stuff or meat or dairy, you are funding the geoengineering. You're funding drone striking children in Syria when you buy it. Literally, watch what you buy, and you can make your own. If you like the taste, like for people who are, oh, but I like the taste of this and that. Well, first thing, everything that has been made poison out of animal products, you can make out of plant-based. Ty's Conscious Kitchen, alkaline meatloaf, alkaline pizzas, three different kinds of pizzas, pizza sauces, the alkaline omelet we already talked about. Just food is one of the biggest things, because that's what they have against us. And a lot of people they have an advantage on us. If we don't eat good, there's a reason why they have change the food supply around. We don't need to be victims of the GMOs, et cetera, et cetera. So after that, basically allocate the funds that you'd usually spend on garbage to eventually, we all heard about that kid in Africa who read a few books in the library and put some cups on some windmills and generates power for his whole village. This is in a third world country using garbage from the side of the road. There's no reason we can't do things like that. And the money that we save goes to, and this is when Neil would put up a little picture in the corner of this when it's uploaded on YouTube, of the post about, there's something called no-till farming. Believe it or not, tilling up your yard is actually the worst possible way to get a large yield out of your fruits and vegetables, whatever you're growing. When you don't till it up, the layers of decomposing, you literally put on like peat moss, cardboard at the bottom, peat moss, leaves, sticks, grass clippings, etc. And over a season, it starts, the microbes go crazy. Everything starts decomposing. You put some worms in it and you can literally 200% yield increase with that food you grow. Share it. Give the seeds out to your neighbors. Tell them about this. Tell them how easy it is. Get some hay. Get the leaves that are falling off your trees right now. Put them on your yard in a certain, there's a way to do this and we can grow our own food. That's the biggest, my buddy in Manitoba, Gwen Shungite Benton, if you can add him on Facebook or on Instagram, Shungite for Healing with the number four, not F-O-R. He gives seed, like he has this big no-till in his backyard and gives seeds to his friends and gives them this fertilizer he makes. And that's the biggest punch in the nuts to these corporations, is if you're growing your own food. Yeah. That's a huge one. So I'm glad we could finish up on that. I got to say, and cleanse yourself, because the less polluted your body, the stronger the connection with your soul. Fact. So let's do that. Strengthen the souls, meditate, drink the right water. Boom, bang, bing.
Thank you very much, Shane. Thank you for your powerful information. Fuck, that was amazing. What I want to finish off with, guys, is the little bit of activism work we can do at home can be as simple as what I did. I bought a whole bunch of seed bolts. I did buy them from Infowars.com, so I am funding him. But basically, these seeds, they're heirloom non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds, right? So I've given them out to all my friends around the area. I plant them on little cedar pots, get them growing, go, here you go. Start growing in your backyard. Give me some seeds back. And that's the first step to people thinking about growing, nurturing, and putting hands in the garden. And there's a series of books out there for people who haven't read these. I recommend every single person who's listening to this buy the whole series of books and then hand them to people after you finish so they can read them and then pass it on. And it's called The Ringing Cedar by Anastasia. Okay. And they're books that were printed in Russia. It's about a woman who lived in the forest. And it's imagine life in every single facet and how to live and how to grow community, food, gardening, love, the male, female bonding. It's like the Bible type of thing, that a new age version with just absolute truth in it. And it's so profound that I'd say almost all talks, get in there and have a read. It will really change and shift the way you view everything, to do with planting food, putting a seed under your tongue for 15 minutes so your DNA is encoded on that seed. Then you plant that separate from the other plants in your garden, and that's your healing tree. That tree will actually communicate and talk to all the other plants in the garden. It will provide nutrients and minerals for you to heal yourself, because we are totally interconnected with the plant world, the crystal kingdom, the spirit world, as above, as below. There is no separation. But this stuff is not woo-woo. We can do this, guys. This is where we're at in this
world. I need to do that with my cannabis garden, man.
And remember to talk to your plants, because they prove that if you talk to water, say, I love you to water, I hate you to water, it changes the molecular structure. Plants are 80% water. You can understand. That's just, wow, no kidding. And remember that just something I found out, last little note before we tie this up, is that bonsai trees, we all think they're pretty cool, eh? We all know what a bonsai tree is. They're pretty cool. Did you know that how they make bonsai trees, how you get a bonsai tree going? Do you know what to do? You literally go into the back 40 and you take a little sapling of a pine sapling or a maple or whatever tree is near you, a little one, and you just trim the roots a certain way, put it in a little pot, and it like stunts the growth, and you shape the tree branches to make it, and it actually makes miniature leaves, and you have like a little miniature fall, and you can have every single different type of tree can be bonsai, and it's literally how you trim the roots, and it's kind of cool, like, you know what I mean? It'd be fun to, that's a cute.
Can I just recommend a book as well, just quickly, The Kabbalion. It's about 100 pages long. It's a very easy, quick read. It basically lays out the spiritual laws that we're bound by on this reality. And, I would highly recommend that people read that. It's, like I say, very quick and very straight to the point.
Great, guys. Thank you very much. Thank
you. I have one I want to recommend as well. It's Auberon Herbert's The Right and Wrong of Compulsions by the State. I heard Tony talking about, our sovereignty, as human beings, breaking free from status control. And that's what this book's about, along with Lysander Spooner. If anything you can get your hands on that was written by Lysander Spooner, No Treason. In order to deconstruct the matrix, we got to realize that we're not bound to social contracts. And that under tyranny and oppression, no piece of paper, constitution, or anything is going to safeguard our freedom. What's happening is now, instead, is through administration after administration of fear and terror, people are now willfully handing over their liberty for a false sense of security, and we need to quit doing that.
Amazing.
Fox.
All right. Thank you very much, Jared. All right. What we'll do, we'll wrap it up. So, guys, like I said, jump onto Nate Max TV on YouTube or go to the Nate Max Project on Facebook. I've reached 5,000 friends, so I can't have any more friends on there. So if you all direct your traffic to the Nate Max Project, I'll be running things from there. And I have a new website launch coming out pretty soon. And what it's going to be is basically there'll be a countdown timer on there in amongst a whole bunch of information and all the other things that we're up to. But we'll be doing global meditations on there, so everyone can tap into a webinar style setup like this. And then there'll be a global meditation where we'll set our intention on whatever we want to achieve, and we'll start shifting things. Exactly what Simon Parks did, So that will be coming out hopefully in the next few weeks. But until then, great interview, guys. And I'll be speaking to you shortly. And to all the viewers out there, thank you for listening. Please share, tag, and like this. If this resonates with you, this is your activism right here. Share it for us. We don't get paid for this. We don't get paid for putting our necks on the line every day and facing the ridicule. So the best thing you can do is talk to your friends, tag them, share it, put it out there, and keep sharing it, repost it, and send it to sites that you feel will get a lot of traffic and people enjoying it. So actually post it in different sites which you feel, hey, these people might
like groups on Facebook that have a couple thousand followers, stuff like that. Exactly. Yeah. And get your friends and family, get on Instagram, because one of the best, that's the second bet, like Facebook and Instagram are the two biggest social medias right now that are bumping truth. Like there's Instagram pages with 350,000 followers posting truth, and there's people on these accounts. It's phenomenal the amount that people have woken up through Instagram. That's how I found about 4i, GMOs, chemtrails, everything was Instagram. So everyone, especially like Jared and Tony, you guys have a lot of crucial intel, and you can take now 1 minute videos of you either saying some truth or a picture and your caption underneath it, because you guys both have crucial intel that needs to get out there, and you have all these mediums that you guys do. But if you have any extra fun time to put some stuff on Instagram, I'll also be bumping and I'll shout you out, and you guys will have your own little, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cheers.
Much love, you guys.
All right, dude. Beauty. Oh. I'll speak to you next time. Bye.
I need to go medicate.
yeah. Together, love can keep us together.